Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's great expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah. With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.
So God is a venture capitalist. He expects a return on his investment. The Bible says, you bring the tithe into the storehouse, the windows of heaven are open. 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 And he pours you out a blessing. Heaven is full of windows that are jam-packed with blessings. But they're not coming if we don't manage right. God expects a return. That's why he was so upset with the servant that took the one talent and didn't do anything with it. That's why he took it from him. Because God said, you did nothing with what I gave you. Nothing. And the thing that bothers God is he can't even invest in me. Because I'm showing him that I will do nothing if he adds to me. God has a way of doing things. And saints, honest to God, a lot of us have been walking with God long enough to know how God works. Some of us got saved yesterday, others been with God for a minute. Look at your name and say, God is not a waster. Come on, y'all, don't be afraid. Say, God is not a waster. Say, this is helping you right here. Over in John chapter 6, verse 8, down to verse 13. This, y'all, is where there were 5,000 people that needed to be fed, men, not counting women and children. And Jesus looks out and he says unto his disciples, which are his partners, and he's trying to show them how to get ready to manage and handle more. He's helping them with their capacity. And he said, they said, we need to send these folk home because they look hungry. And Jesus said, no, we're not going to send these folk home looking hungry. He said, we're going to feed them. And that's found again in John 6, verse 8 down to 13. And Jesus said, we're going to feed them and you're going to be a part of it. And then Jesus said, what we got to work with? And they said, we ain't got but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then they said, what is this among so many? How are we going to change our life? How are we going to shift our family? How are we going to get ourselves together? How are we going to meet our needs? How are we going to do these things you called us to do when we look at what we got and I ain't got but a little bit? How are we going to get this done? What is this among so many? And Jesus said, bring me what you got. Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and he lifted it up and he blessed it. And then he said, sit the people down in groups. And then he took the fish and the loaves and gave it to the disciples and said, start feeding them. And they start feeding everybody. And after everybody had been fed, Jesus said, is anything left? And they said, yeah. Jesus said, take the fragments that are left, put them in a basket and all y'all get a carry out to take with you. What is the point of the matter? The point of the matter is this. Listen to me. They fed 15,000 plus people. But look at what they started with. They started with 5 loaves and 2 fish. 15,000 people are fed Minister Cotton, and then afterwards, every one of them get a carryout bag to take to the house. They didn't start off with thousands of loaves of bread. They didn't start off with thousands of fish. They started off with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And they took the little they had, gave it to God, gave it to Jesus. Jesus put God in it and it multiplied and it increased and it turned into something that they never had. But when they started, they didn't hardly have nothing. But when they let God help them, when they obeyed God, tell you what was a little to nothing turned into increase. You know why? Because they submitted their lack to his capacity to help them manage. And everything shifted. And you're sitting here right now and you're looking at what you may or may not have, what you need, and it looked like it's not much. you'll be surprised at what God will take with the little you got. You'll be surprised at what God will do if you'll start right where you are and you give him what you got now and start obeying God and letting God help you. And you'll be amazed at what God can do with your lack. He'll take your lack if you submit it to his capacity to help you manage, and he'll turn it into increase. It's right there in the Bible. All of them had all that. But this is the other point. Jesus said, take it all up so that nothing will be wasted. He's not a waster. That's why he's not going to give increase and abundance to those who don't want to grow their management skill. And I'm like, Lord, ooh, thank you, Jesus. And then I'm like, why you didn't tell me this 10 years ago? And the Holy Spirit said to me, why you didn't study it 10 years ago? You are not what you think you are, but you are what you think you are. And God says, I expect a return. I expect to get something back. But the problem with some believers are they stay in the same spot. They don't change. They're not willing to do anything different. And they'll hear teaching, they'll hear ministry like this, and they'll hear it and won't change. But yet, they'll circle back around and go back over here and start harassing God about what they ain't got and what he has not done and what he needs to do. But yet, they're not changing. They hear it, but they don't change. But then they'll come back to another prayer service. They'll come back to another church service, and they'll get on God about what he needs to do, but they haven't changed. Now, please hear this. I love you. I love you with the love of the Lord. I'll say it again. I love you with the love of the Lord. You can come and listen to me every Tuesday. You can come and listen to me every Sunday. You can come to all of the special services and everything you want to come to. But if you come to all of that and hear it and do nothing, you are not going to get better. You only get, look at your neighbor and say, you only get better when you change. Say, this is good stuff right here. Somebody's family is about to shift again. Lord, I want you to do it. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting the Lord to do it. Jesus, I need you to come on down. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting the Lord to come on down. Lord, I need you to turn it. I need you to reverse it. Ain't nothing wrong with God turning it and reverse it. Lord, 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 I need you to fix it. Ain't nothing wrong with needing God to fix it. But if you don't change, you'll be back next year. Lord, I need you to come on down. I'm going to let the Lord help me. Look at your name. Let the Lord help me. Say, I'm going to obey the Lord. Say, he going to make me rich. Now, see, some of y'all just as nervous. You nervous. Touch three people and just say, rich. I be telling y'all, say poverty, 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 poverty. Touch three people and say abundance. It ought to get louder by the time you get to the third level. Try it again. Woo-wee. All right, listen, stay with me. I'm almost done. Proverbs 21 and 20. This is what the King James Version says. There is a treasure to be desired, an oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spinneth it up. Let's look at what it says in the Amplified Version. There is a precious treasure and oil in the house of the wise who prepare for the future, but a short-sighted and foolish man swallows it up and wastes it. Let's look at some more. Let's look at what it says in the Message Bible. Values are safe in a wise person's home. Fools put it out for the yard sale. The New Living Version. The wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get. NIV. The wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools. So what is the Lord trying to tell us? God is trying to tell you, Bishop, this is how I see it. Bishop, if you spend everything I give you, use foolish. Let me try it on this side. Bishop, this is the way I see it. I done gave it to you in all these translations. If you spend everything I give you, you are foolish. Y'all, please listen to me. It is poor stewardship for us not to desire what Jesus died and gave us a right to have. It is also poor stewardship to sit back and watch the devil, our adversary, take what the Lord died for us to have and use it to hold us back. Jesus died now. He's died to save me. Yes. He died to deliver me. Yes. He died to heal me. Yes. He died so I could be changed. Yes. But he also died so you could be rich. What? And Satan hopes you get the healing. You'll get the salvation. You'll get the breakthrough. You'll get the anointing. But don't go nowhere around the money. Keep the anointing in your house. Don't be able to pay your bills, but be anointed. Don't be able to help nobody, but have the power. Don't be able to take care of your family, but be able to preach. He wants us, Donovan, to get all of that. And then when we have this conversation, he wants us to check out. Because the preacher got an ulterior motive. He just trying to get my money. And we buy into that foolishness. Let me tell you, we buy into that foolishness, Dr. Johnson, like the preacher controls your destiny. Like if the preacher, Lord have mercy. If the preacher get $100, then Lord, I ain't gonna get no car. Lord have mercy. Lord, if the preacher, Lord, if the preacher get a big house, Lord have mercy, my children not gonna be able to go to college. The devil is a liar. You mean to tell me you done took God and brought him down to the preacher? So you're looking at what the preacher got to determine what you're going to get? The devil is a liar. Now, I know there's been a lot of misuse and abuse, but I ain't going to be crazy. You don't go to the grocery store. Lord, if they build a new store, I'm not going to be able to get my living room decorated. You don't go into Michael Kors store. Lord, if I get this bag, I wonder if she gonna be able to design another coat. No, you go on up in there. Give me my Michael Kors. Throw your bag on your shoulder, and then strut to church with the MK on the outside. I ain't seen no sisters buy no MK and put it on the inside. All y'all had that thing. And I don't blame you. You know what you're saying? You're saying, ain't God good? You ain't showing off, you're saying, ain't God good? You're saying, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Here's the funniest thing today, bless her heart. I looked in the kitchen, and one of my workers was in the kitchen washing a pot with her pocketbook. I should have took a picture and put it on Instagram. and say, every pastor needs a kitchen worker like this. But the point I'm trying to make, don't let that foolish stuff make you think God ain't got you. God didn't say, if you only stop watching what the preacher get, I can help you. And I'm telling you, our members, y'all need to stop that, because I'm going to get mine. Y'all need to go ahead and quit that now. Y'all, I'm telling you, no. Y'all need to stop that. I'm going to tell you right now, I is not going to preach and cry to po' mouth. And I'm not going to preach and be po'. And listen, I'm not boasting, but I just need to listen. I work too hard. Y'all sitting out there chilling, and I'm up here working. I'm going hard in the paint. Y'all looking at me funny, and I'm doing everything I can to be encouraged. Act like you don't want to say amen. I got to keep preaching. Act like you don't like it. I got to keep giving this. I'm working hard. I say something you don't like, you get the tip in ministry. I'm just telling you now, y'all need to get over that, man. Get over that. I done drove my chitty chitty bang bangs. I done drove my smoking cars. I done drove my cars leaking oil and leaking transmission fluid. I done drove my cars where I had to get a jump. I done preached with holes in my shoes. I done preached in flea market church. I done preached to y'all when I didn't have a dime in the account. I ain't going back there. That's over. It's over. Pastor Vonda drove that old Lexus so long she didn't want no payment. I told her, get another car. Doctor, need a new car. Now, I love when I see you driving up in your new car. I said, Lord, she let you help her, didn't she? when, listen, y'all, when folk are doing better, they're letting God help them. Get over that. So yes, get over it. Your past is gone. Be rich. Look at your neighbor and say, friend of mine, I don't know no other way to tell you. The man is trying to tell you he ain't going to spend everything he got. So, she's just getting greedy. She's just greed. She's just watching greed preachers. No, folk that are saved and love the Lord know what to tell greed to do. We ain't greedy. We're just blessed, highly favored. Walking in abundance, pressed down, shaking together, getting some good wisdom, getting some good teaching. And ain't gonna walk around with an MK bag. And can't put no tithe envelope in it. Walk around with a new suit, but can't put no blue envelope power seed in the pocket. No, touch two people and say, them days is over. Come on, say it like you mean to say, them days is over. Say, you sitting beside somebody who's going to do big things for God. Look back at him and say, but you got to start small. Because God uses, thank you. God uses small things to get you ready for big things. It's almost like, you know, I ain't giving. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Hey, get this. That's like me coming to you and give you $10, right? Say right. I give you $10, right? See, that's what I'm talking about. I give you $10. You give me back the tithe, okay? I give you $10. You give me back a dollar, right? Okay, you give me back the dollar, and then you be looking at me like, you done something for me. Like you done me a favor. And I'd be like, wait a minute. Why are you acting like I need your dollar? I's the one that gave you the 10. And you gonna have the twisted lip ministry? Y'all know I can come up with some ministries, can't I? You gonna have the twisted lip ministry because you gave me a dollar back? Wait a minute. Do I look like I need the 10? I the one gave me the 10. Do I look like I need the dollar? Listen, y'all, why are we acting like we doing God a favor because we just giving him something? Then we get upset when we got to do what's right. And God said, I don't need the dollar. Why don't I just take the 10 back? You need to be thankful. And the Lord said, I done gave you everything you got. And you acting like you got a slight-tude because I give you my system to increase you. That's what the devil wants you to think. That's what he wants us to think. That's where he wants us to be. But y'all, God is setting us free. This teaching is doing something for our life. Our life is about to shift again. And you're not a bad person. It's not that God doesn't love you. God is saying, I can't add increase and bring abundance to you until you do better with your capacity to manage. And you're not going to do better with it if I don't talk to you about it and you remain in poverty when you're not honest with me and you're not honest with yourself. So let's go on to the house here. You see all these scriptures? That's great stuff. Let's wrap it up with this. Faithfulness opens the door for God to work. Faithfulness opens the door for God to work. I always wanted to do big things for God. I always wanted to do big things. Anybody ever wanted to do big things? Just big things in life. Look at your name and say, I always wanted to do big things. Say, I want to do big things for God. And when you want to do big things for God, God always is going to start you off with something small. Because he starts me off with something small to show him that I can handle big things. The small things is what God gives me to get me ready for the big things that I really want to do for him. You always start small, and God will give you something to be faithful over. Then he gives you more to be faithful over. And before you know it, you'll be overseeing some big things. But that's how God does it. How you spend your money is a habit. How you spend your money is a habit. And if we can cultivate some healthy habits and how you manage your money, then God knows that he can trust you. And if you'll start cultivating some healthy habits, you won't fail. You'll have increase. And God will be able to trust you with what he's got.
Get clear. Let's get clear, y'all. Get focused. Let's get focused.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You rock. with the Bishop.
Charles Millett. Great Expectations.